This is Wade Brathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Only 5.6% of top leadership in law firms are anything other than white. And only 2% of the partners in law firms are black. Jeff Bezos, the head of Amazon, replying to an article about the callous, almost inhuman management practices of the company, asked workers among the 180,000 employees to forward complaints to him directly. Sure. A report from Harvard found that 20% of renter households with income of $45,000 to $75,000 per year were rent burdened in 2013, up from about 18% in 2008 and 15% in 2003. Planned Parenthood has been cleared of the anti-abortion group's allegations in Georgia, Indiana, Massachusetts, and South Dakota thus far, of the dozen states investigating charges. Children from military families are more likely than non-military peers to report potential harmful situations, including violence at school and alcohol or drug use, according to a pediatric study. A female libido pill has been approved by the FDA. Google is offering low-priced smartphones for $87 in Nigeria and online in Egypt, Ghana, Ivory Coast, Kenya, and Morocco. Governor Scott Walker and Bobby Jindal, one of Wisconsin, one of Louisiana, have joined Donald Trump in arguing for an end to birthright citizenship in the U.S., where anyone born in America is automatically a citizen. World Health Organization says 1 in 5 children still do not receive routine life-saving immunizations, and 1.5 million children die each year of diseases easily thwarted by timely vaccines. North Korea agreed to a 5% increase in the minimum wage, covering more than 50,000 workers in an industrial park managed by South Koreans and operated jointly. South Korean government pays the North Korean government directly, so unclear how much the workers make. Palestinians say the 250 prisoners held in Israel under administrative detention, meaning they are being held without charges or trial, are on hunger strikes. The U.S., Australia, Austria, Germany, and Switzerland allow force feeding, and the European Court of Human Rights held in 2005 it was permissible. The World Medical Association, though, calls it inhuman and degrading and never ethically acceptable. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about acts and issues that demand action. This is Wade Brathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.